I don't know if you can dual boot a Raspberry Pi. Maybe if, I don't know if you can or not. Because you have to burn the OS, and I don't think it lets you partition the SD card. But I usually just buy I forgot what the hell the brand is. I bought a Waveshare PoE hat, and I had tons of issues with it. It would take out my whole network. I don't know what was wrong with it. So there's this other brand that I use, but they're all on PoE hats, so all I got to do is plug in an Ethernet cable that's PoE. And then there's a pinout on there for fans, so then I just put a Noctua to a 25-mil fan on each of them, and they just run great. I kind of set and forget. Like, my iGate's been in there for over a year. I haven't touched it. Just have a VNC viewer on it so I can remote into it if I need to, and then the amp clock runs on it runs its own web server locally on my LAN, so I just have a bookmark for that IP address, and it's static. But, yeah, Pis are sweet. You can do a lot of stuff with them. They work well for simple tasks.